أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We have been talking about all these resistances that we have to experience during Ramadan and during our life. And there is one dimension that we have to come back to it because it's central in our understanding of what it means to be a Muslim, what it means to, for example, to fast as we are fasting now. It's the middle path, and we keep on repeating, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا, and we made you a nation of the middle path. The middle path is important, and we have temptations that are describing our being as the way we can be attracted by the worst, and the way we can yearn for the better. And this is where we have to find this balance, this stability between the two extremes that are both, in a way, negative. So this is a struggle. This is where we have in Surah Ar-Rahman, أَلَّا تُخْسِرُ الْمِيزَانِ, you should not lose the balance between being a human being, knowing what it means to be a human being, and to look at who you are. And this is why we have in the Quran, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا, the way He created our being, the human being, and we have within this being this attraction towards what is perversion, and at the same time we are attracted by what is the best in our way of dealing with our ethics, our values. So this is where, as Muslims, we need to find the middle path, and we need not to try to behave and to let ourselves behave as a beast and be this bestiality that we can find in our life. This should be avoided. This should be prevented. This is why we have to protect ourselves. And we have it in the Quran, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ, they are like animals, and they are like beasts, and they are even worse than them, because they are following not only the instincts, which is what the animals are doing, but more importantly, what they are doing is that they are behaving with no mercy and with a way of dealing with humanity and nature in a way which has no respect, no consideration, no understanding. On the other side, we should remember not to behave or to think that we are angels, because we are not. We are committing sins. We are not perfect. And this is also a way of protecting ourselves from being arrogant. Even if we are believing in God and we say, I am a believer, alhamdulillah, I am a Muslim. Yes, but be careful in the Quran what you ask, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا, don't put our heart astray, keep us on the right path, knowing that we are fragile, we are vulnerable, and we need to have His support in order to remain on the right path. So no arrogance and no perception that we are the worst human beings. We are in between, and we have to keep the balance. Resisting the extremes is something which is part of our spiritual journey, and this is the most important resistance, one of the most difficult one, but the essential one. Inshallah, remember, never forget to tell the people you love that you love them, inshallah, and I will meet you again for another chronicle. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.